This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, October 17th. According to the National Weather Service, it will be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area today with a high near 42. Also breezy with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Then tonight mostly clear, the low around 24. 3 years after two University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, nurses and a physical therapist filed a lawsuit accusing their employer of violating federal and state code in how and when they paid employees, the State Board of Regents has agreed to settle the class action case for $15 million. The board's agreement with the class of about 11,000 UIHC workers comes after a U.S. District Court judge in March ruled the hospital not only violated wage laws by paying employees late, but did so intentionally and owes, quote, liquidated damages to affected employees. The plaintiffs asserted they routinely were not paid their wage adjustments for working extra shifts and hours until 1 month or more after the period in which they were earned. The Regents appealed the ruling. After an appellate court both affirmed and reversed that decision in part, the sides met for mediation in August and agreed on the $15 million total. That sum includes $3.4 million for the plaintiff's attorneys and $10,000 each for six UIHC workers who eventually signed on as plaintiffs. The $11.6 million balance will go to the thousands of class settlement members who accused the UI of illegally paying overtime and salary adjustments late. 11 people who live near the site of two industrial-scale solar projects near Palo are suing the Linn County supervisors, challenging the supervisors' zoning decision that will allow construction of the facilities. The petition filed in Linn County District Court asks for judicial review of the decision. Such reviews, quote, may be a proper remedy for reviewing the legality of decisions made by city councils and county board of supervisors in zoning matters, end quote, according to the Supreme Court. The residents accused the supervisors of not following Linn County land use regulations and Iowa code, arguing the ordinance constitutes, quote, spot zoning. The filing comes after the supervisors approved the zoning changes needed to allow NextEra's Duane Arnold solar projects to move forward. This is the second case brought against the supervisors. Earlier this year, a family living near the Coggin solar project also sued, seeking the same judicial review. The project is on hold until a court hearing, which has yet to be set. No hearing date has been set for the Palo lawsuit either.